Oh my goodness. Halfway through the month of June.
Can you believe it?
It's mind-blowing.
It's
mind-blowing.
Boggling.
I know. I love that game. Boggle. It's one of my favorites.
Do you?
Mm-hmm, for sure. Thanks for tuning in, everyone, to the Vero Insider on another fabulous Wine Wednesday. Where to go, what to try, and how to give back in Indian River County and throughout the Treasure Coast. I am your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery, sipping on something delicious from my friend Kitty Wagner, who is back in live person form.
It's scary,
at
isn't
the show.
It? Yay!
Welcome! Thank you. So you brought us a little Tinsley, a little Syrah.
Tinsley Syrah from Santa Barbara County, California. It's just a great wine. Small batch production. We carry it at the Blue Star. It's available by the glass. And, you know, it's just for a dark, rainy day or not. It's just great.
Or not.
It's just a really nice, rich, dark red wine.
It has a terrific bouquet.
Yeah. It's fantastic. It goes, by the way, it goes great with some barbecued ribs.
Do you happen to have that on the menu this go round for the summer?
I don't right now, but sometimes I'm known to do it at home.
I love when Kitty invites me for a home barbecue.
That's exactly.
Right? Because you know that there's plenty of good food and good wine. I just love being your friend.
We try not to run out.
Speaking of wine, we're giving away free wine this summer at the Blue Star.
Yeah, we are. We're back on our summer wine promotion. Four appetizers, two entrees gets you a free bottle of wine. So come on, grab your friends, get a table, and you know, let us treat you.
Tuesday through Saturday
from 5. And I've got a brand new bistro menu that I'm all excited about because... Oh. It's just, there's going to be a lot of change in the menu, a lot of fun stuff coming and going, and it's going to be really, really, really great.
When is the Bistro menu unveiled?
The Bistro menu actually was unveiled yesterday, Tuesday.
Oh, okay, great.
Yep, so we just started
it
this week.
Hot off the press. It's a Vero Insider exclusive.
There you go, yeah.
I love it.
It's going to be a bunch of fun.
Well, if you're looking for a place to take Dad this weekend, on Saturday, you can take him to the Blue Star.
That's absolutely right.
And speaking of great dads, we have one in the studio.
That's
who's
right.
A guest today, Major Eric Flowers with the Indian River County Sheriff's Department. Welcome, sir.
Yay. Thank you so much for having me on today.
My pleasure. Well, we have been seeing a lot of each other lately. I think it started back in April when we both were given a pretty awesome award representing Indian River County.
Yes.
For the Florida Public Relations Association.
Yes.
And so would you speak a little bit about your award and how that coincides with your job title, my dear?
Yeah, I was honored to be nominated by you. Thank you so much for doing
that. Yes, that's true.
nominating me for Crisis Communicator of the Year for the Treasure Coast for my coverage of Hurricane Irma, which happened in the latter part of 2017. And I did the same thing for Matthew, but I really learned a lot from Matthew, which gave me sort of an edge for Irma.
Most definitely.
And, you know, if we have another one of those storms, I got some more tricks in the bag that I'm planning to pull out. I learned from Irma as well. So I'm very honored to be that person for Crisis Communicator. But I basically leveraged social media and other technologies, radio being one of them.
Absolutely.
And tried to get out to as many people as we can, because we know during those storm times, there are folks sitting at home and they're waiting for information. And
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're nervous and they really don't know. So to have that person in the emergency operations center to giving you updates throughout the day, throughout the night, constantly being aware of what's happening in our community. Because, you know, the news is good, but they're mostly in West Palm. And unless we're going to take a direct strike, they're not really concerned with us. They're going to go where the action is at. And so I wanted to give that real local feel to everything that we put out on social media.
On the ground and local. That's the way to be.
Most definitely. And I love that for each experience, you are learning and compiling all that knowledge to just be better and better. And it's not just in a crisis situation. I think that as the PR person, communications person for the Sheriff's Department, you're doing a terrific job of updating us as a whole so that we know how to be proactive, reactive, and just be all around aware. I think that that's incredibly valuable as residents. I personally love living here, and I feel that the more informed I am, the better.
Thank you.
It's never too much information.
Yeah, you know,
exactly.
The PR side is like one tiny slice of what I do, believe it or not.
As
the major of the Bureau of Administration, you know, I handle human resources and school resource and the courthouse and, you know, IT and fleet management and all the things that happen over there. But I, out of all of them, boy, I sure do love doing the PR part. And so
I thank you. You have a good radio voice, sir, for
thank
what
you.
It's worth. It sounds pretty.
He does.
Thank you.
Yeah. So he's the hurricane liaison.
Yes.
We'll add that as a special title.
I like
yes.
that.
We just came up with that on the Vero Insider. You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Major.
Yes, thanks.
Now, you do wear many hats.
Yes.
You also serve this go-round as president for Safe Space.
Yes, it's an organization very close to my heart. Domestic violence is one of those things that sort of permeates all levels of society, whether you live on the beach or you live in, poverty. Anybody can experience domestic violence. It's something that happens behind closed doors. It's a different type of crime than the other crimes that we encounter because it's a private crime. It's something that, generally people, see when your neighbor is selling drugs, you see the traffic coming and going.
Sure.
But your neighbor might be a victim of domestic violence. You have no idea because you don't necessarily hear hitting. You don't necessarily hear screaming. It can be, emotional abuse. It can be mental abuse. There's so much to it. And so this year I've served as the president. I've been on the board for, I think, 5 years now. This is my fifth year. This is almost my last term, my last year of this term. I've been honored to be the president, and it's certainly an organization that we need to continue to support. Everybody knows the organization for the Walk a Mile in Her Shoes, where the men go out and put the red high heels on.
Those red stilettos. I don't know how they find them in some of those sizes.
I don't either.
Because there's some big dudes that are sporting those stilettos.
I have my own size 12s out in the truck.
He says that with such confidence.
I do.
I love it.
I keep them in the truck. And just in case something happens, I need to do a promotion or something.
Most definitely.
They order those online, and they get enough for men that come out to do this promotion every year. And we've traditionally done it in October. And we had a couple years where we only did one walk in Fort Pierce. And last year, we brought it back to the mall, which was a big hit. We're excited to have another one in Indian River County. But the thing that I want to convey to folks is you're going to come up on October, you're going to start looking for that event. It's not happening in October this year. It's going to happen in February on the other side in 2019. So I just want to make sure that those people who are sponsors, who are involved and want to be a part of it, just realize that we're sort of adjusting some things. We're changing the way we're doing things right now. And don't be surprised when you don't see it in October this year.
It's going to still happen.
Absolutely. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. There's so many other things that are happening.
Absolutely.
And, we wanted to make sure that we weren't doing, we're still going to, recognize that it's Domestic Violence Awareness Month, but we're moving the walk to a time that seems to be better for everyone, and they'll be more available to participate.
And are you planning on having it at the mall again?
I don't have the details. They're still working through that. It's going to be an extra special one this year.
Love anything that's extra special.
Yeah, it's time. We're going to do something special. So I don't have all the details. The planning committee is still working on that.
Ah, so as it evolves,
maybe
you'll
it'll
circle
end up
back. He'll circle back to the Vero Insider.
Maybe it'll end up at the IGT.
You never know.
The IG building.
Because that's a really nice facility.
It is a great facility. We just did Mommy's Sun Dance there.
Yeah, how was that?
It was Charlie's last dance.
Aww.
At the 11-year-old cap. It was adorable. They had theme, and all these mommies were in masks, and sons were in masks. It was adorable. Our recreation department is top-notch. I love what they do. We just ended our Little League season. White Glove Moving and Storage was one of the team sponsors.
Yay.
I'd like to say that we ended with a real high note, but a Saturday morning game, if we can put in votes with the major, and he can maybe pass it along. Saturday morning, not the thing.
Not good, huh?
Not the thing for these boys.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
they looked half asleep out there.
Oh,
where
boy.
Are you? It's okay. It's all right.
Get some Cheerios in those kids.
No kidding. A little extra banana in there. That's part of what it is. Now, to just kind of piggyback on that whole white glove shout out real quick, we are wrapping up, and I'm really excited to give some weight in the next show for our annual summer food drive, because I think we all know that in the summer months when kids are out of school, the demand for those breakfasts and lunches that they would typically eat at school, it raises, and the demand on the family raises. And so the food pantries, the soup kitchens, the need increases. And so when we all do a little, it combines to be a whole lot. And just this past week, we hosted a Young Professionals Network through the Indian River Chamber luncheon on site at the jail.
Yes.
Where we went through the barbed wire fences. I was like not looking at any directional signs. There was one, maybe two to be had. So I visited a number of the buildings on property, got to make some new friends.
Oh, yeah.
And then finally made my way
to
where
the actual... Well, that's your
specialty. It is. It's a gift. It's a gift. to where the luncheon was actually being held. And it just felt like I wasn't supposed to go through the barbed wire fence. It just felt like, that's not for me. That's not where I go. But that's where it was. It was really cool to see the behind the scenes.
Cool. I'm glad you enjoyed it. That was the goal of that. And, you know, part of the presentation that I covered was about public records and the way that businesses can use public records, you know, at really no cost to enhance things that you're doing. You know, we make things available on our website through public records requests, through photos of folks who have been booked in, through warrants. And there's a lot of information. If you're somebody who's out there hiring, you can learn a lot about somebody just using our website. And so we just encourage people to use those tools. That's why we put them there. We want people to use them. And, you know, it's just great to be able to host the young professionals there at the sheriff's office and give them that behind the scenes tour, because it's different. Most people don't ever get to see that.
I don't plan to go for any other reason other than that lunch.
Yeah, exactly.
Sounds like a good one.
Well, yeah.
Right.
And charitable activities.
They fed delicious food. It was silly. And the men all in uniform were a bonus, but that's just for me sharing with my listeners that that was a perk.
Well, you got to figure, you know, we serve 1,500 meals a day at the Indian River County Sheriff's Office.
Wow.
You know, when you think about that jail, it's a fully functioning city. They've got to be able to do everything from transportation to court dates, medical care. We've got, you know, nurses and doctors on staff. We have to take care of those folks like they were our family members. We have to make sure that they're, you know, fed, that they're cared for. And so we have, you know, mechanics on duty to fix anything that goes wrong in the jail. You know, plumbing issues happen. Everything happens in there that happens in a city. And we're taking care of 500 people every single day and night, 24 hours a day.
Wow. All in very close proximity.
Yes, absolutely.
And to that same point, we actually had the young professionals all bring non-perishable food items with them to help impact our food drive. The young professionals do civic outreach quarterly, and so this was one of the efforts that was relatively easy, yet effective, right? Because we're all going to come anyhow and make a fun little contest out of it. And Raymond was his name. So sweet. This handsome, young, muscular Raymond brings a golf cart with loads up all the food. As a white glove, I didn't even have to touch it. It was I brought my dollies. I brought everything. But then instead, there was just
Raymond.
Raymond.
And his golf cart.
And his golf. It was so handy. So you really all top notch over there.
You know, the cool thing is Raymond actually, prior to getting into corrections, worked as a chef locally. And he learned a lot. Yeah, I'm sure you had the meal there and you know how good it was. And a couple of the other guys have really perfected their barbecue skills. You know, we have our annual Sheriff's Barbecue every year.
When is that usually?
That's usually in March. It's the first Wednesday in March. That benefits the Florida Sheriff's Youth Ranches. And we've had a successful run on those. I think we're in our 30-something year at this point. But those guys are part of that team that makes sure that everyone is fed and make sure that they're getting, you know, what you received was what we would call an enhanced meal. But you realize that our jail folks that are in there and working in there, they can't, you know, we work different jobs, right? Like, you guys might be able to leave for lunch. You might be able to go somewhere. Jail staff can't leave. We can't have them coming and going
in
the middle of their shift, because think of how many times we have to open the door to let everybody in, everybody out for lunch, to be able to give people breaks to do that. Well, they have to eat at their workstations. They have to eat when they're there. So we have enhanced meals that take care of the jail employees that are inside, and that's what you got to experience.
I loved a little mac and cheese.
Nice.
It was delicious.
Yeah.
But really, overall, an incredibly impressive facility.
Thank you.
To know that everyone's being treated with dignity and respect, no matter the circumstances that took him in, I think that that's really important, and all the more reason why you want to take pride in where you live and to have facilities like that that help keep us safe, but also to know that people are being treated fairly is very valuable.
Exactly.
80% of the people that are in there have not been adjudicated guilty of a crime. They've been arrested. They may be being held prior to trial, but they're what we call pretrial detainees. They haven't been adjudicated guilty. So they have different rights than a person who's been adjudicated guilty of something.
Uh-huh.
So they don't work as trustees. They don't work. They don't do any labor or anything. They're folks who are in there awaiting trial. And at the end of the day, the way I look at it is everybody that's in there is somebody's family member that lives here in our community. And,
well,
you know, if it was my person, my family member that was in there, I would want them treated with dignity as well. So,
and there's a term limit, right, on how it's like up to a year?
Is
that what I heard?
County jail, in general, you can be sentenced up to a year. However, the longest we've ever had somebody was about 8 years. It does happen from time to time that there's somebody who's awaiting a serious felony trial. There's probably some cases that you're aware of here locally that there have been domestic violence murders. I'm sure you know the case that I'm talking about.
Yep.
And that young man is still with us, and that's been a couple years now, and he's awaiting trial. So essentially what happens is that time as a pretrial detainee on the other side of a sentence would go towards time served. So let's say that person received 20 years. They would only serve 18 in prison, off in a state facility, they would get credit for time served locally.
Ah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Well, folks, you're listening to the Vero Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back in Indian River County. There's a lot more in store, so don't go anywhere. From anniversaries to birthdays, even just a romantic night out, Blue Star in downtown Vero is the perfect restaurant to celebrate any occasion with delicious food and spectacular drinks. Enjoy background music, chic decor, and unmatched customer service while enjoying entrees like seared scallops, grilled lamb chops, and succulent ribeye steak. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 p.m. to close. Call for reservations and look us up on Facebook. Blue Star of Vero, mixing good food with great company. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, treasurecoast.com.
Smooth hair with Cobalt Keratin. Amazing color with Goldwell Master Stylist and owner, Melissa Schreiber. Blowouts, precision cuts, and more. All at prices you can afford. Visit the Hair Studio of Vero, the only premium salon in South Vero in the Publix Plaza at Oslo Road. Call 772-999-2652 to schedule your appointment today.
Melissa here. Come see me and my growing team for hair that will amaze for days at the Hair Studio of Vero. 772-999-2652.
White Club Moving and Storage. We keep Florida moving.
A-plus rated with Angie's List and Better Business Bureau. You'll have peace of mind every time when using White Glove, plus free estimates. The Buggy Bunch says White Glove moved our office. It was great. Beth Mitchell of Sebastian Chambers said it was the best move of her life. Steve Schlitt of Coldwell Banker Paradise says we use White Glove at the office and personally.
866-GLOVE-10.
Oh, welcome back, folks, to the Vero Insider. I'm your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. And every week, the show is made possible thanks to our amazing sponsors. If you go to theveroinsider.com, you can live link to all of their Facebook pages and websites. For example, the Hair Studio of Vero. Exciting news. Melissa is getting ready to move her salon.
Where is she moving to?
Well, details to follow, but it's going to be towards the center of town. So people like Kitty,
yay,
who say it was too far off of Oslo and US
exactly.
1, can no longer have an excuse.
And she used to be right downtown.
She was right downtown.
And she was so convenient to get to. And
mm-hmm.
she's such a good...
she's amazing.
She gave me the best hairstyle I've ever had in my entire life.
And
the best
the most
cut
affordable
and color.
Salon in all of Indian River County.
Exactly.
So stay tuned with those details. However, if you do want a fresh cut, color, or style, don't hesitate to reach out to Melissa and her team. Oslo, US 1 Hair Studio Vero, and of course, Foxy Nails.
Yep.
Yes. I will be there pampering myself because that's what one does on Father's Day weekend. Pamper yourself.
Exactly.
So they 7 days a week for all your manicure, pedicure, waxing, and lash extension needs. You're going to love the team at Foxy Nails. All the current and coolest designs they can do. You can't get that just everywhere. Of course, Caliber Home Loans.
And they're open on Sunday.
Huge. That's just huge.
Massive.
Right? And then, of course, Caliber Home Loans. We love Caliber Home Loans. They make home ownership a reality, whether it's your first home, upsizing, downsizing, refinancing.
Shannon and the team over there are amazing because you're not going to one bank and asking for a mortgage. They are shopping the entire market and finding something that fits for you.
And home loans is all they do.
Exactly.
So Caliber Home Loans, you won't be disappointed. And of course, that was our Kitty Wagner of the Blue Star.
Oh, boy.
Tuesday through Saturday. So are there opportunities for folks to make reservations on Friday and Saturday for
absolutely.
A pre-Father's Day treat?
Absolutely. You can make reservations. We get a lot of people this time of year that just kind of stop in, which is great.
Yeah.
We still have our live music program, so we've got the piano playing. And, you know, you can just come in and have a good time. And by all means, bring your dad. Treat him. He'll think that you're really rolling out the big bucks when you get that free bottle of wine. It's going to be awesome.
Right. And it's an assortment of varietals. It's not just like you can
exactly.
only have one red.
Two whites, two reds. I think we're featuring a rosé. Right now, sometimes we do a bubbly. It just is whatever I can get a great deal on that is really good wine.
And I think it's also important to mention that craft cocktails and beers are part of the mix at the Blue Circle. So sometimes you have a dad that only wants a bourbon.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you have a dad who wants none of the above.
We have a great bourbon selection. And you know, what's trending right now in the cocktail arena is gins. Gins go great with summer because when it's hot, you get a gin, throw just a little ginger in there or, you know, anything, a little tonic, and it's just so crisp and refreshing.
Tis true. Mm-hmm. I learned so much from Kitty and the Blue Star. Make your reservations, folks. You won't be disappointed. It's delicious. We also have in the studio Major Eric Flowers. And in the first segment, we were talking about some of your community involvement, which is so much and ongoing and out of a good place, you know, out of love and belief.
Thank you.
You also are amazing at giving good tips for folks. And as we transition into summer, I think that there's some good safety tips that you might have for our listeners.
Yeah, we talk about the types of crimes that we see here in Eagle River County. And during the summer, with kids out of school, we know that there are, unfortunately, children who are unsupervised, who are out walking streets, who are, you know, busy looking for something to do. And they will find something to do. And that something might involve your property. So we're just encouraging everybody right now that if you're out and about, if you're going to work, make sure you close your garage when you leave. You know, if you leave fishing poles or something inside, you might come home if your garage door is sitting wide open. And somebody might take that. Make sure
you're
at night. Make sure you're locking your doors on your car. Don't leave your garage door opener right above the sun visor if you're leaving your car
unlocked.
Lock
your car.
Yeah, because that's a great way
lock
for somebody
your garage.
to get inside there. So just make sure you're locking those doors. Most of the burglaries that we see are auto burglaries where somebody has left a car unlocked. Juveniles will go pull on door handles till they find one. They rummage through. They might take a GPS. They might take a cell phone charger or anything else that you've got in there of value. So please be careful. And when we get those, you know, we'll get 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 cars that they find in the same neighborhood that they're doing that to. So please just lock your doors, pay attention, you know, take that extra few minutes. I know we're all busy. We've all got a lot going on. You're trying to carry all those groceries in on one trip.
I do it too.
But you got to pay attention to make sure you lock those doors.
And Major, you did mention earlier about how user-friendly the website is that the Sheriff's Department puts out there for us for a number of opportunities, whether it's to look at public records, to look up folks that we may or may not choose to hire or to date. I thought that was pretty funny when you mentioned that at the YPN. Like, who is your daughter dating? Look them up.
Oh, that's like, really smart.
Right? But
I
what is
thought
the
of
website?
That.
What's the website
it's
that we go to?
www.ircsheriff.org. IRCSHERIFF.org. And the reason I mentioned that so much is because there are folks who are some more senior folks who are now back in the dating scene because of maybe a later in life divorce. And they're not as savvy with the technology. And so a lot of the younger folks, they know to look that kind of stuff up. But our seniors that are dating in their 50s and 60s and 70s aren't necessarily looking at that. And they might find this person that's 40 that wants to talk to them. But that person might be a con artist. They
Absolutely.
Might be a scammer.
Very
and
good
you
point.
Definitely want to find out what their motivations are. And we've seen too many people fall for those scams. And I just want to really champion that people pay attention to that because it's an important thing. And we don't want to see people get scammed.
Oh, no. We've come too far for
That's
that.
That's horrifying
let's
to work so
savvy.
Hard and then have somebody just come and help themselves to what you've put together.
Yeah,
yes.
It happens. It certainly happens. And when you say that based on the summer crimes, what's some of the things that you see in non-summer?
During the wintertime, when we have all of our friends from up north here, our volume of vehicles on the road is just, it just explodes. I mean, everybody knows on A1A, you can't get down the road. When you're trying to go over the bridge, it's just packed. So we see more car crashes. We see more crimes involving the elderly, those regular scams where people get the grandparent scam call or they get other, you know, frauds and scams, bank accounts compromised, things like that. We see more of that. But summertime, it transitions to the youth-related crimes because they're out of school.
Yep. So we just need to be aware.
Yes.
Be aware. Well, thank you all for coming in and for sharing such good information. Of course, the bureauinsider.com is the website where you can live link to all of our fantastic sponsors like the Blue Star Tuesday through Saturday, Caliber Home Loans, the Hair Studio Bureau, Foxy Nails, and of course, the one, the only 50 Handsome Men with Muscle White Glove Moving and Storage to help with all of your moving needs. Thank you so much. And until next time.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Boop, boop.